and welcome to the Lee Draw Stuff podcast. I'm, of course, Lee Sargent. How did you go last week? Did you get a chance to try out the new creative prompts? Last week, of course, was there's something odd in the... I keep going to say shed, but it's barn. Shed's probably too much of an Australian thing, and I think barn's a little bit more universal. That's which is why I chose that over shed. I had a couple of people who gave it a go, which is really, really exciting because I wasn't quite sure whether not anyone would have a chance to. I know a week can be not a huge amount of time, but I think the creative prompts are a really great chance for you to do warm-up stuff, especially. So if you are a little bit creative and you do drawing already, or you do anything kind of, as I said, cross-stitching, knitting, whatever, if you're looking at kind of designing something or just trying to warm up, these are a really, really good opportunity to try and kind of just, get your hands moving or get your brain thinking about ideas. Now, I'll get straight to the prompt for this week, which is The Secret Life of the Mona Lisa. And I had this idea because someone drew the Mona Lisa on Instagram, and I was really impressed because they really captured it. And I've never tried to draw the Mona Lisa because who wants that kind of pressure on themselves? So of course, for this week's kind of demo image, I've drawn the Mona Lisa as I would draw her, and it's fascinating how recognizable an image the Mona Lisa is. And I didn't really know that much about the Mona Lisa, so this week I've been kind of, well, last week I was, you know, doing a little bit of reading. I've got a couple of art books that I was kind of flipping through. And of course, I checked out the wonder that is Wikipedia, where I found out her real name and some information behind it. And it was all really quite fascinating because whilst I learnt about Leonardo da Vinci in school, I didn't specifically learn a huge amount about the Mona Lisa because I think it was a given that you would know things about it. So that's why this week's prompt, I thought it'd be fun to kind of, like, no one knows much about the Mona Lisa herself, but you don't need to kind of, the secret life of the Mona Lisa doesn't have to apply to the Mona Lisa herself. It could be the secret life of the painting. There are always rumors that the painting which is on display in the Louvre isn't actually the actual Mona Lisa. And to be honest, I wonder whether not it even really matters. Not to bring Star Trek into this, but obviously I'm going to bring Star Trek into it. The idea of kind of replicating something in Star Trek, you can actually recreate something from the molecular point of view. And so there's a lot of debate over, does something lose its intrinsic value when it can be copied like that? So on a molecular level, they could reproduce the Mona Lisa, and so you have an exact physical copy of it. And does that kind of, you know, if you can't tell the difference between which version's which, it's a really interesting thing. And I think also if you go and see the Mona Lisa and it's not the real one, and just an extraordinarily good copy, does that lessen your experience in any way, shape, or form? And I would argue that it's all in perception. It's a little bit like autographs. I know there's a huge kind of thing about having certificates for autographs. And the thing is, I mean, sure, that's good because it does guarantee the person kind of got it. But at the same time, too, if you're not buying it for an investment, if you're buying it for a personal kind of thing, it's one of those kind of, if you believe that it's you know, whoever's signature, and that brings you pleasure, then, you know, maybe that's an okay thing in itself. Not that I'm recommending autograph forgeries. That'd be a pretty scummy, shitty way of kind of making a living, I suspect. Also, have to, don't mind me, because I'm having my hot Milo, which anyone outside of Australia won't know what that is. But it's later on a Sunday night that I record this, and I wanted to make sure that I would get some sleep tonight. So I think I have an idea for what I want to do with the Mona Lisa. the Secret Life of the Mona Lisa. Last week, I wouldn't say what I was going to do because I didn't want to influence anyone yet, and I didn't until the Friday, I think. And of course, my picture has giant tentacles coming out of the shed, and there were other, you know, at least one person had some sort of tentacle kind of creature going on in their shed, which was quite disturbing. It was actually quite disturbing to look at it. It was, so I kind of went, okay, well, so this week I'm not probably as precious about revealing what I'm going to do, because I'm thinking of doing a one-page comic featuring the secret life of the Mona Lisa. And I'm not really sure what her secret life's going to be yet. You know, whether or not she's going to be killing zombies or something outrageous, or whether or not I'm going to make it straightforward, I don't know yet. But I'm going to hopefully have some fun with it and hopefully get onto it earlier in the week than I did last time. Sorry, I'm taking another sip. So yeah, so if you are keen to take part, definitely give it a go. Do whatever creativity you're pursuing. I had one person do a little short story, short enough to fit into a tweet, around the drawing I did for the prompt last week. So that was really, really cool. And it's like, that's really all it has to be. It doesn't have to be anything major. If you're a writer and you just want to write a couple of paragraphs, you know, mid story or mid kind of whatever, then that's awesome too. So give it a go. Share it online if you get it. Like, you don't have to, obviously, but I think it's awesome if you can. And don't kind of listen to anyone's rubbish if anyone wants to be negative. It's all about the journey and actually just doing it yourself. Like, I, you know, grab yourself just a ballpoint pen and some exercise writing paper and just, yeah, scribble something down. Scribble, I don't know, the Mona Lisa inventing the skateboard or something like that. You can do whatever you want. There's no right or wrong here. We're not grading it. But we are celebrating when people share it. So give that a go. If you'd like to subscribe to get the prompts in your email inbox, and you need to check your spam folder if you have already, definitely just head on it. There's a link in the show notes. Unfortunately, we're not on iTunes yet. I'm not really sure what's the holdup. So I might have to manually do that myself. So apologies for anyone who is potentially listening to this on iTunes right now and going, this is like 3 weeks old. Yeah, I was hoping to be on iTunes a lot sooner, but here we are. If you'd also like, if you're looking to kind of support it, you can head on over to Patreon, just find Lee Draw Stuff. But the big thing you can do is tell your creative friends, or even your non-creative friends who want to be creative, or just, you know, pass this on to them. This isn't about kind of making kind of any money out of this or anything. These are all free. This is just something I want to kind of encourage people to be creative. And I think this is a great way, because people go, oh, I don't know what to draw, or I don't know what to write, or I don't know what to sing about. Well, this week you can sing about the Mona Lisa. And who knows what we're singing about next week. So give it a go, let me know, and that's kind of really it. I think this, I've got this cool kind of comic book board that I've had for years, decades probably, which I'm gonna do up a proper comic book sheet for it, which will be a lot of fun, I think. And I'll have to get over my fear of drawing one of the most recognizable women in the world. So let us know how you go, and thanks very much. Oh, and before I go, I did want to give shout outs to Colin, Helen and Sarah for all contributing images this week. They've shown a huge amount of enthusiasm. The three images are really fantastic, because like Colin, I think he went out and actually took a photo of an abandoned barn or something like that, and then he spookified it in Photoshop, and it looks amazing, and that's really, really cool. And of course Sarah did this weird kind of tentacle kind of worm-like creature in the corner of the barn, which is kind of the things of nightmares. And Helen just blew me away with her creativity, and drew the interior of a barn with a number 3, So her odd thing in the barn was a three, which I think is just fantastic and great thinking. So now I really got to go. I've got to go to bed. So thanks very much again for everyone listening, and come back next week for the next creative prompt.